Hello and welcome to Chasing the Freedom podcast. I'm your host, Lynn Holver, a digital nomad, world traveler, dreamer, and lover of life. Currently, I'm a social media marketer, a freelancer, and I'm totally obsessed with inspiring other women to dream bigger and live bolder. Each week, I'll be featuring women who have successfully created location-independent lifestyles that give them the freedom to live life on their own terms, and how you can do the same. My goal is to show you that your dreams are possible and how much opportunity you have to not only create an income online, but also to make a real difference. So, if you're ready to start living a life that excites you by learning from others who have already done it, then you're in the right place. Are you ready? Let's go. Welcome back to another week on Chasing the Freedom podcast. Thanks so much for listening again this week. So today on the show, I have a girl that I actually met recently over social media. So her name is Jennifer Lax. She goes by Jenny Lax. To give you a little bit of background about her, she is a former scientist turned world traveler. She's a digital nomad and founder of Digital Nomad Girls, which is a community. It's a big Facebook group and a community for location independent women around the world. And I actually found her through that group because I joined the group, I think about a year ago, and I love her group. So I'm really excited to have her on today. So Digital Nomad Girls is a worldwide community of over 50,000 women, which is awesome. And they organize networking and masterminding retreats for women in amazing locations. She also runs the Digital Nomad Girls Inner Circle, which is a virtual co-working community and that travels with you. So travels with location independent women. So Jenny, thank you so much for coming on today. And I can't wait to talk to you more about what exactly you do and hear more about your location independent journey.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. So I really want to know more about how you started your Facebook group and kind of the background of what led you to start that in the first place. I've read a little bit about your background and everything, but like I said, I love your Facebook group. So can you kind of dive into how you started that and a little bit more about your background too before you started it?
Yes, sure. Well, I'm really glad that you like it. That's lovely to hear. Yeah. My story is a little bit weird in that I don't come from like a traditional digital nomad background, if something even exists. Mm-hmm. But in my old life, I was actually a scientist. So I was a chemist and studied chemistry for nearly 10 years, actually. So I did my undergrad in Munich and then went for my postgrad to London. And after that, I decided to leave science behind and go traveling, which I did with my boyfriend. So we went on around the world trip, pretty standard, you know, backpacking, that kind of thing. And eventually we realized we were going to run out of money. So we went to Australia for a working holiday visa, which allowed us to stay or to keep traveling for another year. But when that year came to an end, we're like, oh, we kind of still don't want to stop and go back home. What are we going to do? And that's where I found out about digital nomads. I mean, I'd known about the concept before, but to be honest, I wasn't really quite sure what it was all about. I thought there was only travel bloggers who were doing this kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So I read a lot about it, listened to a lot of podcasts, and decided that we were going to go to Chiang Mai to try our luck as digital nomads as well. And that's also pretty early on when I started the Facebook group. So I had only been trying to work online or trying to even figure out what I wanted to do online for a couple of months. And that's when I started the Facebook group. So it was in Thailand. I was there and I was working from co-working spaces. And I'd noticed after a little while that I was usually either the only girl there or maybe one of two or three. So the it didn't really make much sense because amongst travelers, there's a pretty even split. Mm-hmm. So I was wondering, where are they all? And I love Facebook groups. I've used them for years before that while I was traveling to, you know, make friends in new places and so on and stay in touch with people. So I decided to start my own Facebook group and I called it Digital Nomad Girls. And that was it. Yeah, that was just over 3 years ago, actually, now.
Okay. So that was 2015. Mm-hmm. Wow. And I feel like at that time, Facebook groups weren't really a thing, or were they? And I just didn't, I just don't know about that.
They were already a thing, but I think they weren't quite as omnipresent as they are now. I mean, now everybody is in dozens of Facebook groups. Then some people were already using them to be honest, yeah, they were around definitely. And I was using them for traveling already. And there were a few digital nomad groups as well, actually, out there, mixed ones that I was in. But I sometimes felt like it was kind of hard to be heard in those groups. Or even I was a little bit nervous to even ask questions because I didn't want to be perceived as asking stupid questions. So that's kind of why I wanted to create my own space where I could ask people, like women like myself, who might have the same questions, and I wanted to learn from them and without feeling like insecure or stupid or anything like that. So I wanted to create that safe space.
Oh, I love that. So did you start out with the intent to make money from it, or was it more like you were trying to make money in other ways and you just started that for support?
Yeah, I did not intend to make money out of it at all, actually. Sometimes I really wish I had.
Yeah.
Because it would have probably been very helpful. Mm. But no, to be honest, I had absolutely no idea that people were making money in this kind of way, or that people were even using Facebook groups for business. That was something completely new to me. At the time, I was trying to figure out how I could make money online myself. So like I said, I was a scientist. So I didn't really know how to transfer those skills to online work. Mm-hmm. So I kind of, it's a long story, but I decided after weeks of going back and forth of, oh, what should I do? And like trying out drop shipping for like a couple of days and then realizing that's not really what I wanted to do. Yeah. I realized like the thing that I was good at was running experiments. Mm-hmm. So I kind of took the whole thing as an experiment and decided to try any job that I found online. Each and any job and see if I would like it and if people would pay me for it and if this was something that I would be good at or would enjoy. So I called that my digital nomad job challenge, and that's kind of what I was doing at the time. I was just trying to get any job. I was doing SEO writing and a little bit of WordPress design, which was what I was learning at the time. Like I was learning about WordPress there, and then I was doing translations and a little bit of this and that. And that's when I started DNG. So it was completely unrelated. I just had so many questions about all the other stuff, you know, like,
yeah,
where do I find jobs? What about Upwork? And about visas and taxes and whatnot. So I wanted to start the group for that.
Oh my gosh, that's so cool. I love how your science background is coming out when you're talking about how you just love experiments and you wanted to treat it as an experiment. That's totally your sciencey side coming out. That's funny.
Yeah, it was really a long process to even get back to that, because I was like, oh, there's nothing that I learned in science that I can apply online, which is completely not true.
Right.
So it took a little while. Yeah.
That's funny. So I'd love to hear kind of the play-by-play of what it was like starting the Facebook group for you, how long it took to actually, like, what was the... I don't know, evolution of that, like, that's another science term too. What was the process of like, yeah, evolving that and growing it to what it is today? And also what were, how long did it take before you started making money from it? And how exactly did you start to make money from it?
Yeah. Well, it's a really good question. And it's crazy because it's 3 years now and it still feels completely new at the same time. So like I said, yeah, I just started it for fun, and I basically added the girls that I had met during my travels. Some of them were interested in the digital nomad lifestyle. Some of them were already digital nomads. I mean, I was in Chiang Mai at the time, so I didn't meet people, mainly bloggers, actually. And then they invited their friends, and then they invited their friends. So it was absolutely completely organic. I've never run a single ad to get people into my Facebook group. It's completely grown organically the whole way. I really think that there was a need at the time for a community like DNG, and there really didn't, like, nothing like that existed for digital nomad women all around the world. There were lots of groups for female travelers, but nothing yet specifically for digital nomads. So I think that's why it was quite organic and growing by itself, because girls were like, oh, look at this group. That's awesome. I'm going to add my friend as well, and she's going to like it, and she's going to add her friend, and so on. Mm. I had rules right from the start, just because I knew from Facebook groups that I was in that it's really important to do certain things and have certain rules, like have to approve people, have to approve posts, otherwise people just spam. So I think it was probably really lucky that I started doing that right away, and I just had a lot of fun with it, to be honest. At the time I had discovered Canva and infographics, so I was just like creating a lot of stuff and making fun quotes and things like that, and like asking questions, and it was just really, really fun. And we really early on also started running meetups. So that was something that came out really quickly. Like, people were meeting in the Facebook group and chatting and making friends, and they were like, hang on, why don't we meet in real life? So I organized, I think it was like 2 or 3 months in, I organized the first meetup in Chiang Mai. At the time when I launched D&D, I was actually on Koh Phangan on one of the Thai islands. Mm-hmm. And I was back in Chiang Mai, so I organized a meetup there. And I think like 12 girls or 15 girls came, and we had sangria, and it was super fun. And it was like just before Christmas, like a month before Christmas. So we kind of had a meetup every week because it was just really fun. Mm-hmm. And it kind of went from there. And then other girls were seeing that because we shared photos. And they said, oh, but I want to do a meetup as well. I'm on the other side of the world. So we helped. I just started helping them, putting events together in the Facebook group so they could host their own meetups. So really it grew from there. And I don't really remember the numbers exactly, because like I said, I really didn't set it up as like a business or a project like that. Mm-hmm. But I think the first 1,000 were in there within a couple of months or so. Okay. Now we have 17,000 people. But I mean, I always want to be really, really honest. When I talk about D&G and the Facebook group, it's not something, like I said, it's not something I set up to be a business. It is now becoming my business, but that doesn't mean that I make tons of money from the Facebook group. Like, on the contrary, I don't actually monetize the Facebook group itself at all at the moment. It's free. There aren't any sponsored posts yet, but the way I have been able to monetize D&G and the community in a way as well is by running a retreat. So that was the first thing that I ever did. And it was just over a year after I launched D&G, the Facebook group, because people were just asking for them. We had started doing the local meetups and the girls wanted more. They were like, oh, that was really fun, but why don't you just, you know, go somewhere together and spend some proper time together, maybe, you know, a week or something. And yeah, I had absolutely no idea how to run a retreat. I'd never done it before. But I was like, okay, that sounds fun. Let's do that. Yeah. Sounds like travel planning. I'm quite good at that. So that's what I did. And I organized the first retreat. It was like 14 months or something after we launched. And it was crazy. It was an experiment. I had no idea what would happen. But 14 girls, we were 14 girls together. So 13 girls came. We did it in Spain at a co-living space called Sun & Co. And 14 women from 10 different countries. And it was absolutely amazing. That was the first time that I realized, oh, hang on, I could actually do this. Like, there's something here, and people want more, and I could provide more, and I could turn this into a business. So it took me I think it was a year until I realized, oh, maybe I should focus on this instead. Yeah. So I have been focusing on D&G as a business for the last year and a half or so, I would say, because I was still freelancing at the time when I did my first retreat.
Wow. I love hearing kind of the progression of that, because it's really, well, it strikes me the most how natural everything was. And it's really cool how you were saying you haven't run any ads for it. And it was just kind of like you were building off of what women were already asking for. So like, you didn't even plan to do this, and it just kind of, people wanted it, and which it makes sense, like, because girls really want community, especially when they're traveling and when it can feel lonely sometimes being a digital nomad. But I love how you just like, okay, let's see if this works. And then it worked, and just like growing that and everything. I think that's really cool to hear about that progression.
Yeah. I mean, it really is. The whole thing is a big experiment, and I absolutely have no idea what it's going to be like in a year or two, but it's also super fun because like now D&G is my business. I'm just living off it. So it's starting to be my livelihood as well. But I think there's just lots and lots that I'm going to learn about that and how that's going to evolve, which is very exciting. I just always think it's super important to be honest about these things and not be like, oh yeah, I just like ran this Facebook group and then I was a millionaire overnight.
Right.
It's just, I think that's something that I was missing a little bit in the beginning myself, and that I wanted to learn from other women as well. It's like, how does it actually work? You know, like, what does it really look like? Because you hear a lot of stories of the six-figure launches and the overnight success, and it can be so disheartening when you compare yourself to that and you realize, oh, it's not actually like that in reality.
It's rarely like that for anyone.
Yeah, exactly. So it's really good to hear from other women, real people, and hear their stories.
Yeah, that's so good. So what was the process like for starting the Inner Circle then? Can you kind of talk more about that? Because I know you run that. How long ago did you start that?
So I launched the Inner Circle this year in January. So about nearly 8 months ago now. Yeah, 8 months.
Wow, congrats.
Mm-hmm. And okay. To be honest, thank you. The process was actually quite, it was quite interesting because I'd had the idea the first time at the first retreat that we ran in, 2 years ago. So I've run three retreats altogether now. Mm. And the idea came out at the retreat because I had charged for the retreat, but my price was very, very low. I was still learning about pricing then. I still am. So the girls who came to the retreat were even, Jenny, you need to charge more money for this. And they were shocked to hear at the retreat that I was actually not monetizing D&G at all. Like that it wasn't a business. It was just a complete passion project. They had no idea about that. Yeah. So we did also do some brainstorming. Oh, what could I do? What could be the next steps? And the idea for a membership site was there relatively early on. But, you know, I was absolutely terrified. I had no idea how to build something like that. I didn't know if people wanted it. So it did really take me over a year to put it together, well over a year. And I think confidence was a huge issue with that as well. Mm-hmm. But I did, I'm still a scientist at heart. So I did a lot of research about membership sites and I did surveys and I asked the girls in my Facebook group if this was something that they would like and what they'd want out of it. And I mean, I could have also gone other direction. I could have just, you know, created a course or maybe an ebook or run more retreats, for example, which I also love doing. I want to do more retreats. But for me, the idea for a membership site kind of made a lot of sense because, like you said, as a digital nomad, community is really, really important, especially for women. And it can also be lonely. So, you know, you might have a great community in one city, but then you move on and and you're lonely again the next day, you know, and you have to start over and over and over. And that was kind of what I was experiencing myself and what I saw happen a lot with other women that I met. So I thought, okay, and I asked, I mean, I've spoken to hundreds and hundreds of digital nomad girls and men as well. Mm-hmm. So I know kind of what the issues are and what the struggles are. And what came up all the time is accountability, staying productive. You know, you're the only one who's accountable for yourself. There is nobody else there usually. Like most of us don't have bosses unless you have a remote job, then you will have like a team maybe. But if you're a freelancer, if you run your own business, you're your own boss and you're completely in charge of your day and your week and your month. Mm-hmm. So accountability is a huge issue. And then loneliness is a huge issue and kind of consistency as well. And that's why I picked a membership model because I think that's what you can create. Those are the things that you can create with a membership. And that's what I'm trying to do. So the Inner Circle is really about accountability and community and bringing that consistency to your life as a digital nomad. It's also is still a really big experiment and I'm changing lots about it and I'm learning as I'm running it because you focus so much about building everything and putting the content together that you launch and then and the launch. And then suddenly you're like, whoops, now I'm running a membership site. So that took me a few months as well to wrap my head around, or to be honest, the better part of the year. But it's super exciting. So what we do is like we have every month we invite an expert who teaches something about a different topic that has anything to do with online business or with the lifestyle or with mindset as well, which is super important. We have accountability buddies and we have virtual co-working sessions almost every day now where girls meet from all around the world, but they meet online and they work together and they get stuff done. And they get to know each other as well that way, which is really nice. And then we do goal setting sessions every month to keep on track. And we have challenges and so on. So it's really about those three things, like community, consistency, accountability. And that's why I did that. So process, again, big experiment. It's working well. We have over 170 members at the moment.
Oh, wow. I was going to ask how many people were part of it. That's so cool.
Yeah. I'm loving that because it also gives me a lot of these things that I was missing. So suddenly I have accountability in my life and structure. I'm like, well, every month I need to do this and that. So quite interesting. It's changed my routine a lot.
Yeah. It's so good though. Figuring out a need that you have and what other people have too and creating a solution for it.
Yeah, it is. It's really fun. It's terrifying, but it's also fun.
It really is crazy. Just like even listening to you, I'm like, wow, you're just going for it, but it's awesome. Cause it's working out. Like you're just figuring out as you go, but it's working out so well. I mean, sure. There's been tons of ups and downs, but overall just what you've created is really awesome to see.
There's been a lot of ups and downs for sure. Yeah. And like I said, mindset's super, super important. I think that's one of the biggest challenges that we face because it's just, you know, we're the ones, we have to do everything. We have to make all the decisions and we have to create everything. It's so fun, but it's just also, we put a lot of pressure on ourselves, I think, especially as women. And so yeah, it's definitely an interesting process, but I'm just, I think sometimes I forget, because there is just so much going on, how happy I am that I am creating this business for myself. Like, if you had asked me 3 years ago when I just started the Facebook group, my God, I would have never believed you that that would be the reality now.
So yeah,
it's been a very fun process.
Crazy. So funny how that happens. So just if anyone's not familiar with what exactly a membership site is, can, like, you just spent all that time talking about it, but for someone who's never even heard that word before, can you just sum it up really quickly, like what exactly that means?
Yeah, I mean, a membership site is just like, it's a subscription model, to be honest. I think most people actually know it because you either sign up to Netflix or to Spotify. So you pay something, you pay for a certain service or a product every month, and you get something in return every month. So that's the same with the D&G Inner Circle. It's an ongoing thing. So I didn't want to create one course and then say, here, this will solve all your problems, you know, because there is no such thing when it comes to community. D&G is always going to be about community, not necessarily about selling anybody this lifestyle or teaching anybody, you know, how to make have six figure launches, but it's about the community and really that, yeah, creating the community that has your back. So that's why I wanted to use that membership model, because it's on an ongoing basis, because we need these things to be ongoing. There's no point having, like, being super motivated 1 month and then just being lonely and miserable again the next month. That it did make a lot of sense for me, to be honest. It's also a huge commitment from a business model point of view, because people think that membership sites are kind of like passive income, so people sign up and you get paid every month. And I mean, that is also the case. Like, if you do it well, people will stay and they will pay you every month to be part of your community or receive your content or your service or whatever you're offering. But it's also a lot of work. Like, it's never passive income. People have sent me messages, oh, congratulations on adding a new passive income stream. I'm like, dude, I'm working on this full time.
Like 24/7. So
basically, it's so much work, because you have that responsibility. I have that responsibility to my members now. They join, and then there are things that I'm providing every week and every day. And, you know, you can't just not do that for a month.
Right.
So, and like a course where you maybe sell, or an ebook where you have a big launch and then people come and sell or come and buy it and you make your sales and then you're kind of done and you can go on holiday. In a membership site, the work kind of starts after the launch. So as soon as the members are in, then the work starts.
And it's so true about what you were saying, that if people don't like the content that you're putting out consistently, then all they have to do is cancel it. So
yes.
Yeah. Membership site, it is so important. I mean, obviously I don't do it, but I can see what you mean. Like, you need to show up consistently, or else you're going to lose all of your customers that signed
absolutely.
Up.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's normal that people come and go. Like, I've been in so many memberships like myself, or have subscriptions that sometimes they work, sometimes not. It's completely normal, but yeah, you have to, it's an interesting business model. It's definitely not passive, but it also adds that structure to my own life, which is, it was kind of like a nice side effect, which I didn't really anticipate beforehand. Yeah,
that's really cool. So I'm kind of curious, just hearing how you've turned into this entrepreneur, from former scientist now turned digital entrepreneur. What is, I guess, something big that you've learned, or something that if you could go back and tell yourself at the start, what is a piece of advice that you would give yourself?
Oh, these questions are always so hard.
I know. Just one thing.
Yeah. I've learned so many things since starting. And I think there are two things. I think learning consistently and constantly is so important. And it's something that, if you want to be a digital nomad, it's kind of something that you're going to have to be comfortable with probably for the rest of your life. Because the online world changes all the time. What works 1 year doesn't work the next. What people want 1 year they don't want anymore the next year, you know, like, things really change a lot. So you have to constantly be learning. And that was quite a little bit of a shock. Well, not a shock, but it's something that I had to get used to, because I had just come out of studying at university for 10 years, you know? So I was like, oh man, more learning. But obviously it's super interesting, and I'm really happy that I have all these new things that I can learn. You know, every day I'm learning something new. And you know, the online world goes so fast, it's just, you have to stay up to date. But what really surprised me most, to be honest, is how important mindset is when it comes to business. It's just something that I didn't really anticipate, being an entrepreneur, being a digital nomad is really like a very interesting journey, and it's quite bumpy. So you have to really work on your mindset just as much as you have to work on your digital skills. Like, yes, you need to learn about email marketing, but you also need to be confident and not compare yourself constantly and have good routines and be kind to yourself and not beat yourself up all the time if something does go wrong. So yeah, mindset is very, very important.
And I think that was one of my favorite things for me when I moved overseas, was being around all these other people who were doing or going through the same things that I was going through and the same emotions and everything like that. And it's so comforting because you realize that you're not crazy. Like, it's totally normal to feel those things. And it does give you a weird, I don't know. It just helps a lot. Like, it helps so much just knowing that you're not alone and that it's totally normal, or else you can just feel like you're going crazy or no one else is feeling the same things that you're feeling. So
yeah, absolutely. I mean, yeah, to be honest, I think this is the first thing that you should do before you want to do anything new, mm-hmm, whether that is be a digital nomad or start a new hobby or whatever. It's like, surround yourself with people who want the same things or who, mm-hmm, do the same things first. I wanted to kind of break out of my science career 3 years before I did, but I didn't have anybody else in my life who had done that. Everybody, like most of my friends in London, were scientists. Like, most of them were even chemists. So to go to them and to try to make them understand why I want to throw all of this away, you know, air quotes, people didn't really get it. But I think if I'd had people in my life at the time who were like doing other things, they would have gone, yeah, excellent idea, do that. You know, you can start an online business. So it's so, so important to surround yourself with people who want similar things to you. And it doesn't really matter how far along on their path they are. You know, they don't have to be at the same stage as you are, even if you are totally in the beginning, if somebody's one or two steps ahead of you or even behind you, it's just as important.
Right. Yeah, I totally agree. So obviously, you know, the show is called Chasing the Freedom. So I'm really passionate about the whole concept of freedom, but I also just love learning what it means to different people, because I just think it means something, yeah, different to all of us. And I'm really interested to hear how it's changed for people too. So that's something that I always ask my guests. So first, what does freedom mean to you? And then also, has it changed, like from the way you viewed it a couple of years ago or the lifestyle that you're living now? Do you see it differently than you used to?
Yeah. I mean, freedom in the digital nomad world, it's like such an important word and it's used a lot, but I think we all kind of have our own definitions and it does change. Like you just said, yes, it does change a lot. For me personally, freedom means being able to decide what my day looks like and not have anybody else dictate that. And that is actually like sounds quite vague, but it also is quite big, because that means I can decide what I do, I can decide when I do it and where I do it. And that is something that I had never really experienced before. And I think most of us don't experience that until we are our own boss and are location independent. But I think also as I get older and the longer that I do this, in the beginning, for me, it was important basically to make enough money to travel. You know, that was the only thing. And now that I am getting older and thinking maybe about starting a family, suddenly you're getting in, you know, freedom has like a whole new facet to it. And that is also financial freedom. So I wouldn't call myself financially free yet, but it's definitely something that I'm working towards. And it's more important for me now than it was a few years ago. Like at the time I was like, oh yeah, cool, I'm making $1,000. I can live in Chiang Mai. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And that was all that I wanted, you know, because I wanted to travel. And I still want to travel, but now I have like a few more, my expectations are a little bit higher now that I have traveled for 5 years.
Yeah.
And maybe I don't want to stay in that 14 bedroom dorm anymore. So I think financial freedom is definitely an aspect that I hadn't so much focused on in the past. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's really cool. It's so true. Cause even for me, like, I feel like in the past year, the way I view it has changed so much. So, and everyone that I talk to, it's always, like you said, it's always changing. It always means different things depending on where we're at in life and where we want to be and everything like that. So yeah, that's really cool to hear. So if someone is listening to you and maybe they want to do something similar to what you're doing, or they want to connect with you more or learn more from you, whatever, is there a way that someone can, yeah, connect with you to ask you questions or to talk with you or to learn more about your services or anything like that?
Well, yeah. So obviously, if you're a girl, you can join our Facebook group. It's girls only. Sorry. But yes, our Facebook group is open, and well, it's free, obviously. So that is the best place to get started. Also, I think it's always lovely to, if you didn't know that there are communities like these out there, and you find them for the first time, you're like, oh my god, there's 17,000 other women who want to do the same thing as me. You know, mm-hmm. it just feels really good. Mm-hmm. So definitely join our Facebook group. We also have a newsletter that we send out once a week, and that's also where we're going to tell you when the Inner Circle is open again, because it's currently closed at the moment, and we only open a few times a year. That's just so I can actually focus on my members instead of having to focus on marketing and those things. Because that's much more fun. So also obviously digitalnomadgirls.com if you want to find out more. But I would say, if you have any questions, and if you're in the beginning and you're thinking about creating this kind of lifestyle for yourself, and you want to find out more, then join the community first and see what everybody else is talking about. There are really cool conversations going on every day. The community is very supportive and helpful and friendly and not judgmental, and the girls are just lovely. So if you have any questions, come in there. You can search the group to see if anybody else has asked this before, or you can ask a question, and really girls share their experiences and their stories. Or even if you are already a digital nomad, join us as well, because it's a great way to share your own experience too.
Yeah, I honestly go on the Facebook group probably, I don't even know, not like I count it, but not every day, but probably like every other day, because there's always topics, like there's always different discussions, there's always people asking questions, and it's an amazing resource. So mm-hmm. I would highly recommend that Facebook group to you guys, and I'll link it in the show notes too.
I mean, we obviously have a blog as well, where we cover certain topics, and that's usually the topics that people ask about. So if we see a question coming up, then we cover that. And I also interview girls who have different jobs, so I think that's always really fun to read about other people.
Actually, now that you mention that, the series that you did, I think it was last year, maybe last fall or something, when you did the 50 interviews with different location independent women, is that what it was called?
Mm-hmm.
That was, I want to link maybe that specific blog post too, so just to give you guys, if you don't know what I'm talking about, she interviewed 50 different women with all different backgrounds and all different location independent jobs, freelancing, gigs, and entrepreneurial things, and basically explained what exactly they did. And I love that, because it's really cool to hear what all the different women are doing.
That was last year. That was actually for our anniversary, for our second year anniversary. I created that, and I interviewed over 50 girls, and I made sure they all had different jobs. So I wanted to cover like loads and loads of different jobs, just to show that there are so many options out there. And you know, you don't have to be a blogger, or you don't have to be a web developer in order to live this life. And it's just so lovely, because they're also all real people, and they're all in our community. So that was fun. I also crashed my website with that. Because
did you really? Wait, why? Because there's so many people looking?
It was too big. I had to split it into three parts, because it was just so many stories.
Oh, like, my gosh. That's really hilarious. No, that's so true, though, because it was really cool for me to read it, because you realize that you don't have to be a certain type of person. You don't have to have a certain type of personality. I mean, you're a former scientist, and you don't have to be a travel blogger, or I don't know, any of the popular like digital nomad things. You can really, like, there's just a huge variety of things you can do. So it's really cool. Well, Jenny, thank you so much for coming on. I really loved hearing about everything that you've created and where you started, and you gave a lot of really good insight and advice.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me.
Yeah, of course. Well, yeah, I'll talk to you soon. I'll be in touch, and I'll put all of the info in the show notes, and thanks again.
Thank you.
All right, I'll talk to you soon.